Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com for their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. And also All the Best Pet Care. Go to AllTheBestPetCare.com and check out all of their locations around Western Washington, Seattle, and Eastside. And you can find out the latest about their new Edmunds store, which actually opens its doors tomorrow. That's AllTheBestPetCare.com. Well, today, technically, is our two-year anniversary.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, it's the 104th show. So fantastic. 52 weeks in a year, right? So we had our big 100th episode celebration about a month ago, which sort of overshadowed the two-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. But hey, any excuse to play Dog Talk Show trivia and give things away this week.
Awesome.
So get close to your phones, because later, I think probably in the next segment, we will be taking the first two callers to play Dog Talk Show trivia. And I'm doing it a little bit differently this time. So you win just for playing. So you don't have to get a certain amount of questions right. Actually, each person is going to be asked several questions rather than just one question. So for being willing to play and test your dog knowledge, we're going to give you prizes. What we have to give away today, I have a copy of each person who plays. We have room for two players, is going to get a book. One person is going to get a brand new copy of Dogged Pursuit, which is by Robert Rohde. And this was an interview that I did back in the earlier days of the Dog Talk Show. It's a really, really great book, and I've had this extra copy, and I've been waiting to give it away for just the right time, and today is the day. So, copy of Dogged Pursuit, My Year of Competing Dusty, the World's Least Likely Agility Dog. Very enjoyable, entertaining book. Also, a bottle of Fresh Breath Oral Care Water Additive in honor of National Pet Dental Health Month, which is this month of February. I'll be talking a little bit more about that later in the show. And a free night stay at Rainier Cozy Cabins, which is where we are headed this weekend as part of Darcy's birthday celebration. And they are...
Bring your snowshoes.
They are dog friendly. Yeah, we're going to have to go rent some snowshoes. But they're right at the base of Mount Rainier, just about 5 minutes from the entrance. And they have some pet-friendly cabins. They are beautiful. They are very well equipped with hot tub and fire pit and wood stove and deck and barbecue and even fenced yards, which is just wonderful for going on vacation with your pet. They don't just tolerate pets, but they really welcome them. So each player will get a bottle of this Tropiclean Fresh Breath oral care water additive. You just add it to your pet's water. A book. So one person will get a copy of Dogged Pursuit. The other person will get a copy of Barking Buddha, which is a book by a local woman, Brenda Bryan, who teaches the doga classes, where you can actually do yoga with your dog in the room. And she has her book, Barking Buddha, Simple Soul Stretches for Yogi and Dogi. And it goes through and demonstrates the different poses that you can do with your dog. It's a really great book, and it's local. So book, dental, oral care, water additive, and free night stay at Rainier Cozy Cabins. And that's with a purchase of two nights, so you get your third night free. And you can go to RainierCozyCabins.com to find out more about them. So great prize packages today to give away. And all you have to do is try. So you don't have to answer a certain number of questions correctly, but just be willing to play, and we'll do that starting in the next segment. So I first off, and I guess I could t- tie this in somehow to dogs, but I just wanted to say there's been a lot of stuff going on in the news. But the two Seattle people that were killed by Somali pirates, I actually knew them, and they're very. Phyllis, the woman, was one of the best friends of a very good friend of mine, and I just wanted to dedicate this show to them. Bob, the Seattle man that was killed, he was actually a veterinarian, and he was a fill-in vet for the Seattle Animal Shelter, and they had some of the staff there talking about him. But it's tragic anyway, and then when something like that's so surreal and sort of hard to wrap your brain around, happens to somebody that you know and who you've spent time with, it's really tough to swallow. So I just wanted to acknowledge them and say that my thoughts are with their friends and family who are really, really sad and missing them. So I'm going to talk about dog parks, pet dental month. So I promised this month that I was going to schedule Leia for a dental because it's National Pet Dental Health Month, the month of February. And it's a very important thing to keep your pet's teeth healthy. And a lot of people think that dogs just have bad breath and that's just kind of the way it is. And to an extent, yes, but a lot of times bad breath can be caused by infection, whether it be a gum infection, gingivitis, or more severely, a broken tooth, abscess tooth, where there's really severe infection going on. And you want to make sure that, you know, you get that taken care of. One, because it's, you know, would be very, very painful to have an abscess tooth. And dogs are not always good at telling us when things are hurting. You know, obviously they can't verbalize that to us, but, you know, if you're feeling like anything's wrong or, you know, it's just good to kind of get them checked out, get those teeth checked out, and then if there is a lot of plaque or tartar buildup, to have that removed. So I promised that this month I would get Leia in for her dental because she's due. And she has some pretty funky breath lately, and I could see some plaque and tartar on those teeth. And she is at the vet right now, and we're going to pick her up after the show. Everything went well. She had her teeth cleaned. Fortunately, there were no broken teeth. So I feel so much better. I will be enjoying much better breath from my little girl. And I know that she'll be feeling better,
too.
Are
you sure enjoying might be too strong of a word?
That I will be enjoying better breath?
Yes. Enjoying might be too strong of a word.
I don't think so. Because then I can get close and she can give me kisses and okay. I won't have to, like, you know, hold my breath. I was worried that she had a broken tooth or something, which she has had in the past. She's had to have teeth pulled, but no broken teeth, but they were able to get a good look at it. A great thing that is available now are these anesthesia-free dental cleanings. And this was not what I did with Leia this time because I felt like there was enough concern that there was a broken tooth. I wanted them to really be able to get back there and look closely. So she had to be put under for that. She has such a tiny little mouth. But there are anesthesia-free dental cleanings, which I'm going to now do more frequently so that it doesn't get to the point where she has to be put under in order to do a more deep cleaning. And these are offered monthly at all the best pet care locations. And a couple of friends of mine actually have done that with their dogs recently. And they said it was great. You know, it's not for every dog. If you have a dog that's really hand shy or head shy or aggressive in grooming, then, you know, it wouldn't be a good fit for them. But for dogs that would tolerate having somebody kind of messing around in their mouth, scraping off any tartar, it's great. And you don't have to go to the extent of putting them under, which can be taxing on their body. So that's good to avoid when you can. So check out allthebestpetcare.com for their locations and for the schedules for this relatively new service now that's being offered, these anesthesia-free dental cleanings. And my friends who were telling us about this last week both had great experiences. The dog's teeth looked great, and they were in and out in like a half an hour. So very easy. So I highly recommend that, and we're definitely going to be doing that moving forward. So like I said, we're going to Rainier Cozy Cabins this weekend, which is excellent, and we're looking forward to hopefully getting out in the snow. Now, Eric, are we supposed to get snow today?
We are expected to see more snow this evening, and looks like tomorrow more snow is expected as well. So,
So it seems like it's starting a little bit later than maybe they had thought it was going to. But
there are many portions of today that would be great to take your dog for a walk, but you just don't know. It's the weather's kind of schizophrenic this afternoon, and so and depending on where you are, you may get some more snow than others. I hear Issaquah is getting quite a bit, and down in the south end, they were getting quite a bit, but not sticking so far, so we'll see.
Whidbey Island's gotten like several inches, I think.
Wow.
And that's where we took, we've taken our cattle dogs herding, so those herding dogs up there are knee deep. If your dog has long hair in between their paw pads, and if we do get snow, just be careful when you are taking your dog out for a walk in the snow that you check those paw pads when you come back and make sure there aren't any little balls of ice that have formed and stuck into the hair in between the paw pads.
That's a good tip. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah. So I had a interesting experience at a dog park the other day. I'm going to share that. But when we come back, I'm going to give out the number and invite people to call in. But not until we come back from break. We're going to start Dog Talk Show Trivia. If you play, you win a prize. So we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Monday, February 28th, Vicki talks to trauma psychiatrist Dr. Alicia Salzer on overcoming life's most difficult challenges.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Their new Edmonds store, next to the PCC Natural Market, opens in late February. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. It's time for Dog Talk Show Trivia, so get your phone. The first two people to call in will get to play. And we're going to do it a little bit differently this time. You're going to be asked several questions. You win just for playing, so there's no pressure. Just try out.
There are no losers on Dog Talk Show Trivia.
Well, there rarely are, actually. Right. But so I'm rather than asking just one question, we'll give people an opportunity to answer several each. The number to call is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. So call in and get in line. The first two callers will get to play. What we are giving away is a copy of Dogged Pursuit, My Year of Competing Dusty, the world's least likely agility dog, a bottle of Tropiclean Fresh Breath Oral Care Water Additive in honor of National Pet Dental Health Month.
Do you know if they make that for cats?
Well, I think this is... You add it to pet. It says pet, so I think do this for cats as well.
Excellent.
Cats drink water too, right?
Yes, as far as I know.
So each person will get a book, a bottle of the Tropiclean Oral Care Water Additive to try. The first caller will get a copy of Dogged Pursuit. The second caller will get a copy of Barking Buddha, Simple Soul Stretches for Yogi and Dogi. And both callers will get a free night stay at Rainier Cozy Cabins with purchase of two. And that's where we'll be going this weekend. So we have caller one ready to go. And let me give out that number again, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Call in, play Dog Talk Show Trivia. You win the prizes just for playing, so no pressure. So let's go to caller one, Susan in Issaquah. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
So now, do you have dogs, Susan?
I have a dog, yes.
What kind of dog do you have?
She is an Australian Shepherd German Hunting Dog mix.
All right. Sounds very beautiful.
And very busy.
Very busy. Okay, so this will go, you'll love this book, Dogged Pursuit. I interviewed the author, Robert Rohde, quite a while back. It's a great book. It's a really fun read, and it's about his Sheltie.
Oh, okay.
So, and also this bottle of Tropiclean Fresh Breath Oral Care Water Additive and a free night stay at Rainier Cozy Cabins with purchase of two. And let me just give out that number again. We do have room for one more Dog Talk Show Trivia contestant, and you win just for playing. So call in 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. Okay, Susan, so I have some trivia questions, some true or false, some multiple choice, and then I also have some dog breed name, I guess, identifying.
Okay.
Okay, so you ready?
Yes.
What breed of dog is known as the tallest breed?
Maybe a Great Dane?
A very good guess. But the answer is Irish Wolfhound. And you can count on Eric for the sound effects. Thank you, Eric. Okay. Here's another one. True or false, dogs are colorblind?
True.
It was once believed that it's true, but it actually is false.
Oh, there goes another noise.
So dogs don't see as well. They don't see colors as vividly as we do, but they do indeed see some colors.
Oh. So. Yeah, and I thought they only saw shapes in black and white, so, okay.
Yeah, and you know, I wasn't sure about the answer to that until I looked it up finding these trivia questions, so. Okay. True or false? Dogs have fewer taste buds than humans.
I know humans have so many that I would have to say that dogs have less than humans.
Very good. That is true.
Yay.
Their sense of smell is much better, but they actually have fewer taste buds. So now let's talk about their sense of smell. Dogs have an incredible sense of smell. They have how many smell-sensitive receptors? And I'm going to give you three choices. Dogs have how many smell-sensitive receptors? Okay. Hundreds, thousands, or millions?
Millions seems like so many. I would say thousands.
It is millions.
Wow.
Yeah. They have, I think there was another question, too, that I saw that they... their sense of smell is like a million times better than ours. I mean, it's so good. It's so amazing that we can't even really wrap our brains around it. Okay, here's some other. These ones are a little easier. Name a dog breed that begins with the letter B. B as in boy.
Bewer.
What was that?
A Bewer. It's a newer breed of a Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, listen to you. All right, I'll take that. Okay, name a dog breed that begins with the letter P.
Poodle.
Oh, well done. Okay, one more question for you. And I got to save the rest for the next caller. If you would like to call and play Dog Talk Show Trivia, 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. It'll win you a copy of Barking Buddha, Simple Soul Stretches for Yogi and Dogi, a bottle of Tropiclean Fresh Breath Oral Care Water Additive, and a free night stay at Rainier Cozy Cabin. So call in 425-373-5527. Okay, Susan, here's the last one. Many people who live with this breed of dog are annoyed when people say, "Is that a mini collie?"
Oh, and I would have to guess that would be a Sheltie.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yep. They don't like that. And I say, "Is that a Sheltie?" And they say, "Oh, thank you for not calling it a mini collie." Well done. So, Susan, did we get your mailing info yet, or do we need to send you back to Darcy to get that?
You need to send me back to Darcy.
Wonderful. Susan, thank you for calling in and playing.
Oh, thanks. I love your show, and I learned a lot today.
Good. So did I, actually, when I was looking up these questions. So we're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you back to Darcy, and we'll get your mailing information, and we'll send these prizes out to you.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well done. Not the easiest questions this time. So.
Absolutely. See, and I thought dogs were probably just disappointed when we came out with color TVs because they're like, I can't tell the difference. What's all the hubbub about? But
yeah, well,
apparently they can.
Yes, they can indeed. So we have Pamela in Bellevue who is going to have a try at Dog Talk Show Trivia. Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
Now, do you have a dog?
She's actually right in the car with me, a little Boston Terrier.
All right, good. Well, no cheating. She can't help.
Oh, darn!
Okay, so I've got some trivia questions for you.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter how many you get right. You win no matter what.
Oh, whew!
Yep. No pressure. Okay, true or false, Pamela? Like people, dogs are either left or right-handed, or shall we say left or right pawed.
True.
It is true. And this was something that I just recently learned, and I wonder how that manifests in dogs. Because
well, I've known that from agility training, like when they turn a certain way, some dogs turn right, some turn left.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, you do agility with your little Boston Terrier?
I haven't, but we've just been to some shows. She does it naturally on her own.
Yeah.
Not competitively.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. What are the two subcategories within the hound group?
Ooh, a sniffing hound and a hearing hound? I don't know.
You're close. You got one of them right.
Really?
It's a scent hound.
Oh, okay.
And then a sight hound.
Oh, wow, okay.
Now, bonus, can you name a breed example of each category?
Of each category, like non-sporting?
And nope, I'm sorry. Still within that hound group.
Oh, okay. A basset hound would be the...
scent hound. Huh? Yep. And then what about a sight hound? I'll give you a hint. One of them is known as the fastest breed of dog.
The Greyhound.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, good job. Okay. The first 9 breeds registered with the American Kennel Club were all from which breed group? And I'm going to give you a choice of 3. So this is a multiple choice. The first 9 breeds registered with the American Kennel Club were all from which breed group? Was it the Sporting Group, the Terrier Group, or the Toy Group?
I'm going to go with the Toy Group.
It was the Sporting Group.
Yeah.
All right. What is the smallest breed of hunting dog?
Australian Shepherd? They're a herding dog now. Hunting dog.
Now, I'll give you a hint. This is a breed of dog that I have. A very, very fast in her own right breed.
It's not a Basenji, is it?
Nope. It's a Dachshund.
A Dachshund. Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Yep. Okay, so now we're going to do a couple, give me a dog breed, but hang on just a second. Let me pull this up. Okay, can you name a dog breed that begins with the letter R?
Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Nice. Okay, we're keeping Eric busy here.
Rat Terrier.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, how about a dog breed that begins with the letter S, as in Sam?
A Samoyed.
Yeah, well done. And can you name another dog breed that begins with the letter S?
Spaniel.
Yes, many different types of spaniels. All right. Well, well done, Pam. Pamela, thanks so much for calling in and playing. We're going to get you a copy of Barking Buddha, Simple Soul Stretches for Yogi and Dogi, so you can do yoga with your Boston Terrier, a bottle of Tropiclean Fresh Breath Oral Care Water Additive, and a gift certificate to Rainier Cozy Cabins for a free night stay with purchase of 2.
And let's give her a round of applause as well.
Wonderful.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done to both contestants. All right, Pamela, we're going to put you on hold and send you back to Darcy and get your mailing information. So just hang on a second and we'll send you back to Darcy.
Okay, cool. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for playing. Very exciting. All right, time for a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
The dog days are over. The dog days are done. The horses are coming, so you better run.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
Looking for the perfect collar for your dog or cat, but all the stores have all the same selection? Can't find just the right bed to fit your home and your pet? Is your pup feeling chilly and wanting a coat to keep warm? Bido and Scratch is Seattle's perfectly balanced pet supply store, carrying everything you need to furnish and feed your cat or dog. They are located in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, just around the corner from the new Mount Baker Light Rail Station on McClellan. For more information, contact the store at 206-588-2111 or friend Fido and Scratch on Facebook.
Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself? Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor. Wednesday afternoons at 5, starting February 2nd.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's the last Sunday of February already, and that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll check on the birds at Mollywood, the horses at All Breed Equine Rescue in Marysville, the wildlife at Sarvey Wildlife Rescue in Arlington, and we'll find out who's looking for homes at Posado Safe Haven in Monroe. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Where the dog days are never over.
No, the dog days have just begun. So, some announcements. Very exciting. The Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show is coming up March 12th and 13th at Quest Field Event Center. Saturday and Sunday, we will have a booth there again, as we have the past few years. And so if you do come, be sure to stop by the Dog Talk Show booth, pick up your free Dog Talk Show car stickers, introduce yourself. I would love to meet you. That is March 12th and 13th, coming up here shortly, Quest Field Event Center, right near Quest Field in Seattle. And you can go to seattlekennelclub.org for more information about that. It's a really, really fun event for dog lovers. There's pretty much something for everybody there. In addition to all of the booths and vendors, there's the dog shows that are happening that are fun to watch, where they're showing all of the different breeds and sort of trotting them around the ring and having them judged. There's agility competitions going on pretty much throughout both days, pretty much solid all day. Those are really fun to watch. I just love watching the dog and handler work together as a team and just rock it on the agility course. It's competitive agility. It's so fun to watch. There's obedience trials, rally trials, meet the breeds up above. The Seattle Police Department will be there with demonstrations. There'll be herding demonstrations and even dog dancing, where people dance with their dogs and do these little dance routines. That is so entertaining. So, really, really fun event. Come down for it March 12th and 13th, the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show. Hope to see you there, and be sure to come by the booth if you do come. Would love to meet you. All the Best Pet Care's Edmunds stores opening its doors tomorrow. They have a new Edmunds location. So if you're up north in that area, check them out. Go to their website, allthebestpetcare.com, for special offers. And their grand opening party is going to be held March 5th and 6th during that weekend. And so check their website. Watch for special offers and discounts. That's for their new Edmunds store that's right next to the PCC Natural Market. So as I said, this month is Pet Dental Month. So I just wanted to give some tips on dental care and to kind of say some. There's a lot of products out there, and they're not all products that I would recommend for various reasons. And mainly it's because of what's in them, or what sometimes, like, there's, for example, there's these chews that have like an enzyme added to them that helps break down the plaque. But what they put this enzyme on is rawhide, and I don't recommend rawhide because it's not digestible and it can actually cause blockages in your pet's digestive tract. So if your pet chews off a flap of rawhide, swallows it, and it will actually expand in the digestive tract and can cause blockages. So there's other products that are green in color and are made out of wheat gluten, and which is an allergen for pets. And I've also seen it have some adverse digestive reactions too. So generally speaking, good dental care first is diet. And I was reading an article that was posted in the All the Best Pet Care newsletter, and it was a very good point that there's sort of this myth that you're supposed to feed your pet dry food in order to keep their teeth clean, like the crunching of the food somehow keeps the teeth clean.
Or maybe supposedly it doesn't stick as much as wet food to people or to
That's the myth,
teeth.
Yeah. But one an article in the All the Best Pet Care newsletter brought up a good point and said, do you brush your teeth with pretzels?
Right.
Or crackers or something like that. And actually that can actually stick to teeth more than like a soft food, like an oatmeal or something like that. So basically just feeding dry food isn't the best thing necessarily for your pet. Actually a home cooked or raw food diet, like from the Natural Pet Pantry, does the best job of keeping teeth clean. But then if you're wanting to do something for like an abrasive, bones, antlers, which are actually antlers from elk or deer that are sold now in pet stores as chews. Our dogs love them. They last a really long time and they don't splinter. And our dogs are hard on their chews. So they are a good test for that. And we love our antlers. So those are good to give that sort of cleaning of the teeth and the scraping of the sides of the teeth to help break off tartar. Brushing the teeth is a good idea. There's lots of pet delicious poultry-flavored toothpastes, fish-flavored toothpaste that you can even if you just smear it on your pet's teeth, that can get some of those enzymes on it to help break that apart. And then there's a lot of other products like oral care gels, this oral care water additive that I gave away in Dog Talk Show Trivia. There's all sorts of different products out there to help keep up with your dog's teeth, keep them relatively clean. And then regular professional dental cleaning is definitely recommended. And now with these anesthesia-free dentals, you can have that done if your dog has the temperament to tolerate it. You can have that done and your dog doesn't have to go under anesthesia, which is preferable, although sometimes that is necessary. And like I said, my little Leia, my little dachshund, who was due for a dental cleaning, is at the vet now. Everything went very well, and she's ready to be picked up. So we'll be heading down there to pick her up, and she's at Edgewood Vet Clinic. They're wonderful down there. So bones, chews, but not necessarily rawhide, these oral gels, water additives, toothpaste, toothbrushes. But I think probably the most important thing, as is with most health things, is diet. And healthy diet, I don't think it's necessarily true that these dry foods really clean teeth. Because if you think about eating a cookie or cracker or something like that, my experience has been that actually leaves more of like a more sediment or something, not necessarily plaque, because I think it has to turn into that, but it kind of cakes on there.
Uh-huh.
And you have to like
tartar,
swish
anyway.
Or something like that. Yeah. And dogs don't floss either, and that's really important too, but
they really should.
They've not come out with dog floss yet. I don't think I'd want to try that, but. So be aware of your pet's dental health. Don't think that really terrible breath is just kind of how it is, because it really could be an indication of an infection in their mouth, whether it be gingivitis, a gum infection, or worst case would be like a broken tooth or abscess tooth. When Leia was little, she had an abscess tooth in the back, and you know, as soon as I found that out, had that removed. But, you know, I don't know how long it had been, but I just felt terrible because, I mean, an abscess tooth, that's got to kill. But dogs just are not that good sometimes at telling us what hurts and where it does. So it can kind of take watching them closely to figure that out. So just be really mindful of your pet's dental health this month especially, but, of course, throughout the rest of the year. And keep up on their teeth, keeping them clean and healthy as possible. So I was at a dog park with a client. I don't normally go to dog parks, but I was there with a client because he was having some problems with his dog. Not aggressive in nature at all, but he had some questions. So I was there hanging out with him and talking to him about his dog. And I was there, you know, observing the behavior of the dogs that were at the dog park. And there was an event that happened at the dog park that I think happens a lot. It's something that I have experienced with my own dogs when I used to go to dog parks. I don't go anymore. And it was something that I witnessed when I was there last week. And I wanted to talk about that and just inform people about the potential danger of this situation. But let's take a break first. And when we come back, I'll tell you more details about my experience there and my interaction there. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Dogs are everywhere, almost everywhere that I go. They can't help themselves, and so they help themselves.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
This is Kim Ariano. Join me on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock for Walk the Talk with Kim. We will focus on nonprofit and community organizations to strengthen our community through knowledge, leadership, and collaboration. We will challenge our listeners to walk the talk and take action to support the health and growth of our nonprofit community. You will be inspired with stories of triumph and lessons in leadership. So put on your walking shoes, grab your brain, and let's walk the talk with Kim. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
They leave their scent behind them everywhere they go. Oh, dogs are everywhere.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Changing the mood here with that song.
Yeah.
Nice and slow.
Mm. And dogs are everywhere.
So we went from dog days are over now to dogs are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're mixing it up here today, just like the weather outside.
That's right.
It's snowing. It's not snowing. It's sunny. Really depends on where you are. Still a fine day to take your dog for a walk, though.
Sure.
Okay, so
bundle up.
Yeah, bundle
it's
up.
It's going to be cold.
So I had an experience at the dog park this week, and was this experience, which is exactly why I don't like to go to dog parks. But I was there with a client, helping him with his dog that did very well at dog parks. Some dogs do well. But my problem with dog parks are a few things. One is that dogs are not screened to go into dog parks. So you have people who bring their dogs into dog parks and they know that they are dog aggressive or can be dog aggressive under certain circumstances. The other thing that gets especially dangerous is when you have little dogs at dog parks, because if you get a big dog on a little dog, it doesn't take much to cause damage and potentially fatal damage. Dogs have been killed at dog parks before in the Seattle area. This is something that does happen, and dogs can certainly be injured. So I was standing there and I looked sort of over, you know, maybe 30 yards away. So not super close, but not super far away. And there was a, you know, few people standing there and a group of dogs. And I noticed that somebody had a dachshund, of course, because I have a dachshund. And also just that it was a little dog, but this dachshund just kind of caught my eye. And I sort of noticed him and hardly even formed a thought, but I did have a reaction of, just sort of like, ooh, I'm just not really comfortable with that. I just didn't really like that there was a dachshund at this dog park with, you know, lots of big dogs running around because they're so low to the ground. So anyway, so I saw this dachshund and then I continued talking with the person that I was with. And then not even a minute later, I hear these screams coming from that group. And there were a number of dogs. So the dachshund was screaming. There were a number of dogs that started swarming in on him. And there were two bulldogs that in particular were going after him. And one of them got on top of him and he was screaming. And this went on for, you know, which I don't know, time kind of slows down when stuff like that happens. But long enough that, and so I noticed and was looking and we'd started walking towards that, towards the area, and then after a little bit they had gotten the dog away, separated the dogs, and the woman was, it was a young woman, was the owner of this dachshund, and picked him up, and I mean he had been screaming, and picked him up and kind of checked him out, and you know, and people were, is he okay, and she was looking at him, and then as we continued to walk closer to the area, she put him back down on the ground, and I was like, what are you doing? I mean, I didn't say that, but I was thinking in my head, you know, that could have gone really bad really fast, and to put the dog back down in the presence of those dogs that had just jumped on top of him, and to be such a little dog, it seemed like it was not the best choice, at least not in my opinion. So I told her, and I'd also told her that I had a dachshund, and so that was sort of the place that I was coming from, although I don't think she was really too excited to get my input. My main concern was just informing her, so not to make a friend, but to inform her. So anyway, I think it made a difference because she did end up leaving shortly after that, and what happens, why that is so dangerous is because now Leia used to do this, which is why we stopped going to dog parks. Mm-hmm. She used to do that same thing, scream, I mean, it's like a dog scream, high pitch scream, and it gets the other dog so worked up. Hmm. And if you have a dog that has a very strong prey drive, then it can sort of amp them up and kind of click into that prey drive, and then they go into prey mode and start going after the dog. Then if you get a group of dogs together, then they're going into pack mode, so they both kind of feed into each other, and it's a very dangerous situation. And again, like I said, especially if it's a little dog, because it doesn't take much if you get a big dog on a little dog to cause some pretty serious damage pretty fast. And it's just not a chance that I'm willing to take with my own dogs. And I just think people need to be really careful about dog parks. Now, the other thing about that, too, is that the other reason why I stopped going to dog parks was that Leia, clearly, other than being in danger, clearly she was not having fun. So, you know, I was like, well, why do I continue to put her in that situation if she's not having fun? So it was like potentially dangerous, not having fun. Okay, we're just not going to go. So I just wanted to bring that awareness. You know, be careful with your dogs, especially your little dogs. And there's no screening in dog parks to where dogs are interviewed, where people are interviewed. And it can get pretty dangerous pretty fast, like I said, if it's a little dog on a big dog. So just wanted to tell people to be careful about that. And I, again, witnessed something like that this last week.
Do you think that if they made a section for smaller dogs, it would be a better situation?
Some do have. Uh-huh. Some have, like I think Magnuson Park has a small shy dog area, but people who have little dogs have reported to me that that's not always a great place because people will bring their large breed puppies into those areas, which in some cases can be worse for a little dog because large breed puppy is like, what? You know, like totally off the wall and spazzy and, you know, acting like a puppy. And so if you have an adult small breed dog, they're going to feel really overwhelmed by this out of control puppy. So I have heard that there are certainly small breed sections, but sometimes people will bring their large breed puppies into that because they don't want them in the general population, which I understand, but it's not always the best experience for the small breed dogs who are like, oh, who's this annoying big puppy that's scaring me? Leia was, she did that scream, which was like a death wish in a dog park. But she used to do that when she was younger. And this was back when I had Chewy, my big lab mix, who passed away about a year and a half ago. But he was like big, bossy, loud, outgoing, kind of a jerk sometimes to other dogs. He never hurt any dogs in his entire life. Never got into any fights, but he liked to posture and be kind of a punk. And Leia is my little female dachshund who's, you know, a couple inches off the ground and would get really overwhelmed very easily. But she figured out, I think after the first time it happened, so we were at the dog park, there was like a 7-month-old Newfoundland puppy, like huge, big, long legs sort of coming over to her. And she screamed, was like, ah, this dog's freaking me out. And Chewy came swooping in from wherever he was and reamed that dog out. You know, yelled at him. And so Leia was like, huh, that's cool. If I scream, big brother Chewy will come running over and save me. So it got to the point where she'd done this enough where she would scream prematurely. Because she just wouldn't have to deal.
Well, it's nice that Big Brother would stick up for her.
Yeah, it was an opportunity for him to be kind of a jerk. So I saw some very innocent dogs just sort of inquisitively come over to Leia, and Leia would just, you know, sound the alarm because she didn't want to deal at all, and call Chewy over, and he would come swooping in and save her. And I saw that happen a couple times to dogs that did not necessarily deserve it. They were like, what the heck? I was framed. So just be careful at those dog parks, especially if you have a little dog. So again, check your dog's teeth. February is Pet Dental Health Month. A lot of vets are offering discounts on their dental cleanings. There's the anesthesia-free cleanings at All the Best Pet Care. You can go to allthebestpetcare.com, check out their locations, and a reminder, their Edmunds store is opening its doors tomorrow. Their grand opening will be next weekend. And thanks to everyone who played Dog Talk Show Trivia.
Well done.
Well done, and we'll get those prizes out to you, and we look forward to going to Rainier Cozy Cabins this weekend for a getaway with our dogs. And remember, too, the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show is coming up March 12th and 13th at the Questfield Event Center from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. You can go to seattlekennelclub.org for more information about that. Dog Talk Show, all of our episodes are archived on dogtalkshow.com. We're also available as a free download on iTunes. All of our 104 now shows are archived on the website and available on iTunes as a free podcast. You can just search for The Dog Talk Show. We also have a Facebook fan page, so become a fan of The Dog Talk Show on Facebook as well. And if anybody would like a free car sticker, email me host@dogtalkshow.com with your address and I'll get one out to you. Thanks for listening. Stay safe in the snow. And we'll be here next Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks for listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.